Senior Story, Now is the Time. Chapter 11, Starting from Zero.
"I don't understand," Josh said to his mom after he returned from playing Call of Duty with Rudy. "I didn't feel like going. I don't even like that game. And yet, when I got home, my marker, for the first time ever, moved up after doing something I consider to be a waste of time."
"We plan ahead and try to make wise choices about how to spend our time," said Mom. "But sometimes God interrupts our plans by placing unique opportunities before us. If we're alert, we'll change our plans to make the most of that opportunity. You did that when you called Rudy, obeying what you thought God was telling you to do. Our markers go up the most when we are asked or choose to give up our own plans and do good for others, even if it's hard. Jesus himself said, 'Whoever tries to keep the life they have will lose it, but whoever gives up their life will save it.'"
"I see that now with Rudy," replied Josh.
"He's spent a lot of time on all the wrong things, and now his life is empty."
"And perhaps if you give up part of your time, Josh, you may be able to help him save it," said Mom. Josh made a commitment that day to spend a few hours each week with Rudy. At first, it was hard. He dreaded just sitting there playing games. But eventually, he found ways to get Rudy's mind on other things between games. He asked him questions about what he wanted to do after high school. Josh told him how much he had learned about car engines that summer and even talked him into riding in his Jeep.
"Hey, Rudy, when did you last look at the red marker on 'Now is the Time'?"
It's been years," said Rudy.
"Let's find it," said Josh.
After searching for an hour, they played it. Rudy hung his head at the sight. The bar was completely empty. No red marker. Zero.
"We can change that, Rudy," said Josh, "if you want."
During that year, Rudy and Josh became close friends. They still played video games, but not nearly as much because Rudy had enrolled into a mechanics class at Auburn Career Center. Josh also introduced Rudy to his grandpa, and they seemed to share an interest in horses. Grandpa offered to give him riding lessons in exchange for cleaning the stalls. It wasn't long before Grandpa and Rudy took to the trails together. And it wasn't long before Rudy's marker started its upward climb.